It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining us now is the good Pastor Muzunga Munga, who is talking to us, who's answering our question for this afternoon once again for the last time this week. Pastor Munga, good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for answering our question again.
Good afternoon. How are you? How is the weather that side?
The weather is very hot, hot, hot. Oh my goodness, it's hot. Thank you very much for asking. How was your weather that side, Pastor?
So bad. You know, we are experiencing drought here in Zambia.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that, Pastor. Our question for today is about Christianity and its ability to transform. I'm looking forward to hear your answer. And so here's a question for today. Can Christianity evolve to adapt to changing societal norms and values?
Well. I had a challenge to understand that question.
Okay.
And the reason being is I'm wondering as to what is the definition of Christianity?
Okay.
In the context of Christianity.
Okay.
Yeah, because in my understanding, if we define Christianity as a set of values, customs, and norms, then the question is where the answer is. But if we define Christianity as a personal relationship with God, as it is stated in the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 26, that the disciples were called Christians in Antioch, Christianity becomes more of a personal. It's defined in the context of Christ, it's of discipleship, in a context of relationships. I don't know how that can evolve. So maybe put context to the question.
You'd like me to give you some context, Pastor?
Yes, give me the context of the question.
Okay, so the general view of Christianity is, and this is the general view, not the biblical view. The general view is this group of people who are supposed to be like Jesus, who are, well, supposed to love like Jesus. And they overlook many of the things about the Jesus and how he conducted himself. And then they say, Jesus loved everybody. There was no time when Jesus didn't love everybody. He hung out with the worst of the worst. Why is it that Christians today are stuck in the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy? Why are they so discriminating? They are like Pharisees. They don't love everybody. They are shunning everybody. Why can't Christianity evolve? There are things that are no longer applicable in today's time. Things we all know can never apply today. Misogyny and all of these things that we see happening in the book of Leviticus. This idea that men are superior and women are inferior. I understand that's a misinterpretation, but that's how people feel generally. They tend to believe that perhaps the way Christianity has been portrayed is stuck in the Stone Age, so to speak. Hence, with the question, can't Christianity evolve to adapt to changing times and societal norms, like accepting the LGBTQI community, like accepting that we no longer have to observe one day like Saturday, accepting that we just cannot apply the Bible as it is written? Things have changed now. Women are the ones who are leading families, not men. Men are not employed now. Women are more economically viable. Let's change. Let's let the women be the ones who are going to be the heads of the families. Let's let the women lead the church. Let's let the women. And you know, all these things that have been brought on by Western colonialism and, well, I suppose liberal thinking, all of those things. Hence, they're saying, can't Christianity be evolved? Can it evolve to adapt the changing societal norms and values? Your take, Pastor.
Okay, by the way, every time I listen to you, you remind me of Joshua Maponga's way of thinking, okay?
Okay.
Now, I don't see any change in terms of in terms of the values and the norms that we are to live with. That is in regard to the Old Testament way of life and the New Testament way of life. Because in the New Testament, you discover that homosexuals are not going to heaven. The Bible literally says that in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, reading from verse 9, the Bible says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. In the Old Testament, these were killed. Here, we are just told they will not inherit the kingdom of God. So there's no change in terms of how we are to live our lives. And also Jesus himself makes it clear in the book of Matthew, chapter 15. He makes it clear that there are things that he considers evil. There are things that he considers evil. And the things, according to him, and I believe he's right, those things makes a man unclean, or they makes man evil. And he speaks from the context of a question he's asked there. So we get there in the book of, Matthew chapter 15. I'm reading from this 18. He says, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man, or they make man unholy. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murder, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemy, and he mentions them. But then, how do you involve Christianity? Christianity, when I saw that question, my question was, then who defines, who is now given the authority to define what is good for man? And who is to define what is evil for man? The issues of morality. So at the end of the day, I believe that God's word still stands as it is in the Old Testament. The only difference is we emphasize more the aspect of grace, where the penalty is not immediate. That's the only difference. The penalty of the sin is not immediate. That means the penalty will not be carried out. But now, coming to the context of your question in regards to the equality of women, well, the Testament is still the same. The man is the head of the house. But headship is not abuse. Headship is care and love, nourishment. That is what is headship about. So, what is, if we talk about these gender equality things, yeah, it's good, but it's not in everything. Okay. If you have anything else, I can clarify as we go ahead.
No. These were all, you're focused on the examples there, Pastor. The question was not on those examples. The question was on the evolution of the Adventist Church or Christianity in general. The question was, can Christianity evolve to adapt to changing societal norms and values? That was the question. And the others that you would focus yourself on are just examples, not the question.
Thank you so much for the guidance. The answer is no. The answer is no, because Christianity is based on the biblical text. And the biblical text is an inspired word. Christianity can only evolve if there is a new book. If God brings out new prophets and then he does away with the biblical text and gives us a new text, which will become a base of every action, every behavior. But as it stands now, the answer is no, it can't. Instead, our norms, our values should be subject to the biblical text.
Okay. I hear you, Pastor. I just want to remind people of the official statement of the Seventh-day Adventist Church as far as homosexuality is concerned. I'll just give you a piece of it so that you understand where we stand as a church. It reads, the Seventh-day Adventist Church recognizes that every human being is valuable in the sight of God, and we seek to minister to all men and women. It continues, in the spirit of Jesus. We also believe that by God's grace and through the encouragement of the community of faith, an individual may live in harmony with the principles of God's word. Seventh-day Adventists believe that sexual intimacy belongs only within the marital relationship of a man and a woman. This was the design established by God at creation. The scriptures declare, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. Throughout scripture, this heterosexual pattern is affirmed. The Bible makes no accommodation for homosexual activity or relationships. Sexual acts outside the circle of a heterosexual marriage are forbidden. And Jesus Christ reaffirmed the divine creation intent. Haven't you read, he replied, that at the beginning the Creator made the male and female and said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh, so they are no longer two, but one. For these reasons, Seventh-day Adventists are opposed to homosexual practices and relationships. Jesus affirmed the dignity of all human beings. Take note. Jesus affirmed the dignity of all human beings and reached out compassionately to persons and families suffering the consequences of sin. He offered caring ministry and words of solace to struggling people while differentiating his love for sinners from his clear teaching about sinful practices. As his disciples, Seventh-day Adventists endeavor to follow the Lord's instruction and example, living a life of Christ-like compassion and faithfulness. I want to remind you again, beloved, that we do not hate people in this church. We don't believe that there are people that are designed or dedicated for hell. We believe that God loves every human being. However, the practices that human beings engaged in need to be disciplined by the Spirit of God. And so I want us to be clear about that. We love the people. We hate the practice. Don't we agree on that, Pastor?
I do agree on that, and that is my message.
Lovely.
And we need to emphasize that. And at the end of the day, I think what is important is for us to exalt the cross. Instead of judging one another, let's pray for one another. Let's help one another overcome the consequences of sin that we are experiencing.
Yeah, and not condemn them to hell, Pastor.
Yeah?
And not condemn them to hell.
Yeah, we don't condemn them, but we tell them if they continue and they don't repent, then the end is hell.
Yeah, we tell everyone. We tell everyone, not just a certain group. Everyone. We must teach everyone the truth and love everyone. Right, Pastor?
Exactly. Yeah, that's my message. But the emphasis shouldn't be hell. We shouldn't tell people, if you don't repent, you're going to hell. No. Hell ultimately is the destiny for everybody who
is not accepting
Christ.
That's right.
So at the end of the day, our emphasis is not to bring fear in people.
That's
but
right.
To see the cross and see the good part of God and that He loves them and that they can change and overcome.
Absolutely.
But remember today's question. Today's question is, the Bible should be the base and the test of every character and every action. So our norms and values should all be subjected to the biblical text.
Got it. Thank you very much, Pastor. I'll leave it right there. 13 minutes now before 1. I'm going to go directly to our daily devotion for today.
Thank you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.